Happy Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, your girl, the Guru, Lupus Warrior. And as you know, you can just call me Guru, because that's all I am. I'm a guru, and I happen to be a warrior. But to look at my face, you wouldn't know that. It's not like I've got black and blue marks all over my face. However, I do have some marks, right? But I'm really good at doing makeup, so we don't have to worry about those marks. What happens is when the lupus attacks my body, it attacks everything. My skin, my hair, everything. Yeah, even that. Yeah, you wouldn't be surprised. So not only is the government legislating the way we care for chronic pain patients, they are substantially taking away our ability to do it. Many doctors are saying this a lot lately. Now, this is coming from an article that I found earlier on Facebook. And I was like, you know what? Let me take some looking around and see if this is an actual real article. So I started looking it up and I actually found the article. And I cannot believe the news source it came from. So I'm just going to continue to tell you about this article. If you've already clicked on it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So this doctor that says it, his name is Dr. Steve Nidell. He's a professor of neurology at the University of Florida College of Medicine. Now, Florida was one of the first states to say, hey, we got a serious problem with OxyContin. They actually did a whole program about it called the OxyContin Express. I don't know if you saw it way back in the early 2000s, but it was seriously insane. Okay? And see, that's what the government is looking at. Like, holy shit, we have to stop these doctors. Okay? In Florida, their whole pain management thing was different. Regular doctors in Florida are not allowed to write long-term prescriptions like this. Only pain management doctors. However, the insurance companies do not even Medicaid, pay for pain medication. So you basically had to pay. And people were farming these medications out to these very small communities in Florida. And things got messy. The people who created OxyContin lied to doctors like crazy, man. They gave them vacations. They gave them hookers. This is according to some of my very deep underground contacts. People I know who have worked in the pharmaceutical community. I've even had pharmacists tell me about this. Okay? So this is real. You know, these companies actually come and say, look, you write a certain amount of prescriptions and I'll throw in a this or I'll throw in a that. Or, you know, for some of the doctors in these inner cities, they would give them extra medicine so the doctors could give them to their patients who really needed stuff like antibiotics and things like that. Stuff for the flu, vaccinations, you know. These people were slick as hell. Okay? This is bigger than just the addicts, okay? It's also affecting the people who are chronically ill, such as myself. Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, lupus warrior does not mean that I am like a lady who's running around in I don't know, Xena clothing with a shield and a freaking, I don't know, one of those things that you swing around in the air. No, that's not what I am. I'm not that kind of warrior. However, I fight myself every single day. My body has a war within itself, like a small little battle. So when you have a whole bunch of battles, you know, it leads to war. And basically, it started out as small little battles against myself with arthritis, you know. And then it built to something really super incredible, including scleroderma, sarcoidosis, antiphospholipid antibody syndrome, asthma. Oh, these are real things, ladies and gentlemen. These are the diseases that the guru has. Seizures. Did I say sarcoidosis? Yeah. Real problems with memory. But that's okay. That's what makes it so much fun. Like, I could watch a movie about 4 times and enjoy the hell out of it every time because I would have forgotten the whole entire thing. But then there are things that I do remember. And that's like things that have happened a long time ago. So I'm an excellent person to hang out with. If you want to find out about history, I was there doing things that you would not believe. And this is why I'm here. I'm also here to tell you about some shit that really bothers me. So we're going to get back to this. In this report written by all of the news organizations, Fox News has surprised the living shit out of me, you guys. In this report, they say dozens of pain patients have told Fox News they were dropped or forcibly tapered down by doctors who long treated them quite successfully, but who became fearful about losing their license after being formally admonished or hearing about other doctors who ran afoul of the government. So, you know, it's crazy. Some doctors are considering people such as myself who... Some doctors are considering people such as myself who they know that as a patient they treated, quality of life is not worth risking their licenses over. This is what doctors have told me. Doctors have told me, no matter how much pain medication I give you, it won't make a difference because at the end of the day, you'll still have this disease. So fuck you and wanting to be comfortable. Yeah, that's what it feels like. But they're saying, no, you know, at the end of the day, you'll still be sick and there's nothing I can do for you. You know, which is not fair because it's like quality of life. There was a time before these medications that I was just surviving off of Advil. And then all of a sudden my body became completely allergic to it. I took it one day and I nearly died. I had to go to the hospital. I broke out in hives. My throat had closed. And I said to the doctor, I don't know what the hell is going on. Please help me. My heart was failing. It was insane. They had to actually stick a tube down my throat so I could breathe. Right? So doctors, when I take my medication list in and they see all these problems, they're like, yeah, sure. But if they dig back into their own computers, they will find that the things that I'm telling them actually happened because they've been documented. But they don't want to take the time to look. So my issues and my problems don't mean shit to them. Okay? And it's the same thing with other patients. Everybody is being treated this way. Why? Because housewives were doing it and they were getting hurt and they were going into communities they had no business going into to get this shit illegally. Shit like fentanyl is coming in from China, which was biohacked by the Chinese and sent to America in droves. Being paid for on the black market. Computer nerds are doing this. There's some very wealthy Chinese kids running around. who biohacked the formula and sent it to America, where it's being mass produced like crazy. I mean, it doesn't take an idiot to know. I've watched this stuff on HBO. I've watched it on Vice News. I mean, this is not something that is just being found out. You see, they're taking this stuff and they're sticking it in heroin. So now people who were formerly on the narcotic medications, when they took them, when the doctors decided, you know what, I am taking you off of this right now, goodbye, or their doctors went to jail because they may have had too much compassion. Because a lot of these doctors who went to jail, some of them, they really didn't do the crime. There are some that you've looked at the cases and you've been like, holy shit, could it be more obvious? You know, people were getting greedy. Meanwhile, people such as myself and my friends are dying, are in pain, who are actually afraid to take more pain medication than they're supposed to. See, I have it in my head that if I take more pain medication than I'm supposed to, I will die. And that's the way it will stay. If I don't feel like that anymore, I will stop taking these medications. Because at that point, there will be an addict. That will be an addict way of thinking. Okay. And being that I'm a psychologist, it actually really helps me stay in control. It's very important to stay in control. Okay. Because if you don't, then you end up really, really sick and dying over something that was just not even worth it. What's worth it is I have a better quality of life. Even though I still have to be in a wheelchair, I can get up and actually use the bathroom by myself or comb my hair and put makeup on and actually go out and get things accomplished. I have made over 700 shows right here on this channel. So you guys know I'm always around. I'm always doing things. You look on my page, I'm out there. Why? Because this medicine has made a change in my life and it's helped a lot. So why is it that I cannot be treated in a hospital or go to an ambulance driver, even take me to a hospital, or because I'm feeling sick and I'm vomiting and I can't keep my medicine down? And it's really dangerous for somebody who's been on these medications for many, many years to just automatically be taken off. It's very dangerous. I could die. Okay, and basically this one hospital, I would say it was maybe in the beginning when they started with this. This one hospital decided, you know what, they admitted me because they realized that, yes, I was sick, I was vomiting, I was having problems keeping my medicine down, and I was going through a major lupus flare, okay? And those things are not very pleasant, man. They make you run fevers and your body just goes insane and does whatever it wants. Everything comes out of every hole in your body and you feel like you want to die, you know? So please make it stop. And this is the point where they had just started with the no pain medication policy. They were giving me all of my medications except the pain medications that I took at home. I gently reminded them, without trying to look as if I was a seeking junkie, that there are other medications that I take at home that I need to take if they don't want to see me seizing or vomiting or doing other things even more and possibly die. And they said to me, well, we cannot give you pain medication. And I said, well, that is not your choice. That is the choice of my doctor. We cannot give that to you here. It is our policy. I said, am I not a chronic pain person? Is this not one of the reasons why I am here? Why will you not treat me? Well, you have entirely too many allergies and we don't know what to give you. I said, my pharmacist is right downstairs and it is on a list that you have access to. Please give me my medication. And it's like back and forth. So then I said, okay, maybe I need to go and ask for a pain management doctor. So I did that. Little did I know that the guy didn't give me his card. And he forgot to mention that he was a psychiatrist. However, he did mention that he was a pain management specialist. I know, words. You have to watch what they say to you. I mean, as a patient who's sick, I mean, it's really hard to think on your feet when your whole body is trying to tear you to tiny little pieces. So it turns out that I was very upset because I was in a lot of pain. So I started crying and just letting it all out on this guy. And yeah, he totally jammed another knife in my pocket by giving me a fucking antidepressant, which made me worse, and it made me hallucinate. You know, usually I ask, what are you giving to me? But I had one of those nurse ratchet type women who just was like, here, take this, shut up and go to sleep. And I would pass out and wake up and be like, what's going on? You know, I had one of those type of nurses. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is how they are treating chronic ill people. And today, I lost a pretty good friend of mine, you know. We had spoken back and forth every once in a while, you know. I always looked after her to see what she was up to. You know, one of my people, she committed suicide. Her doctor had taken her off the medication. And she was like, you know what? I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to live in pain. I don't want people second guessing me no more. And she killed herself. Yeah. You know, it's Tylenol. The girl had a sense of humor. I think she, you know, I think it was a joke for me because I always would tell her, you know, you got to take it easy on the Tylenol. It can really hurt your kidneys and your liver, especially your liver. Guys, if you take too much Tylenol, you can really destroy your liver. So anyway, let's get back to what. I'm really sorry. Excuse me. It's still kind of just getting into my head that I'm never going to have a conversation with this woman again. Fox News says that doctors around the country are terrified because of what happened to other doctors. DEA agents busting in on their practices like they're busting up an illegal drug ring filled with naked women slinging cocaine around or something. And, you know, the 250 people that the doctor in this article had are now forced off of their medications. Some were coming to get their medication that day, and this doctor had no doctor to cover his patients because that doctor was going down too. So when you DEA agents fuck with the doctors, this is what happens to the patient. You say it's easy to go and find one, not with shit Medicaid, not with Medicaid, not with Medicare. That's what your mother has. Your mother has Medicare. You see what they're doing to her? And you, every time, are the one with your little MAGA hats and everything like that. Well, some of you, most of you are like, hell yeah, I know. Well, you know what this guy did? in one of his millions of post-campaign speeches in 2016, right? He started with this war against opioids and how people were dying and stuff. He did this for like a year and a half, man. He scared the shit out of the entire country. The Orange One gathered together his huge MAGA hat wearing idiots. Google that. Google the word idiot. Google has to answer for some of the things that have been going on, you know, on Google. And I'm not going to mention anything about Google because as far as I'm concerned, that shit was funny as hell. Idiot. Under the word idiot was Donald Trump. So, yay. That's the only time you'll ever hear me say that name. You all know, you all love the answer. Mr. Dump said, new listeners, I call him Dump because everything that comes out of his mouth is garbage. He says to the people, whether you are a dealer or a doctor or a trafficker or a manufacturer, if you break the law and legally, people, these deadly and legally peddle these deadly poisons, we will find you. We will arrest you and we will hold you accountable. Game over, man. So I'm thinking to myself, well, shit, Orange One, I would like to do the same thing to you. But we got to get you off that bench first because, you know, you put a couple of people in the court that said the sitting president can't be indicted. You slick orange bastards. But the orange dude wants to shut the government down. And frankly, we knew that would be the first thing that the Orange One would do. In fact, 3 months ago, I was watching the guy on HBO. Hey, Guru! What's the name of the guy we watch on HBO? The comedian? Oh, Bill Maher. Okay. Yeah, Bill Maher. Bill Maher said it like 3 months ago. Once we put all Democrats into one house and we have a ruling party, the first thing that he's going to do is before all of them are sworn in, he's going to shut the government down today. In a conversation with Chuck and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer of New York, he said, I'm shutting the government down. There, you can blame that on me. These are three New Yorkers sitting inside having an argument. The shit is incredible. Why can't we just get along and get this shit done and get the help out to the people who need it? Why do we have to do all this partisan bullshit and stop thinking about partisan and think about the fucking people? We are the people. We are what matters. Now, it is time for us to stand the fuck up and do whatever it is that we have to do to get this orange motherfucker out of office. I am so tired that I even had to mention or come back to this subject. But once again, it's happening, ladies and gentlemen, and it can't be stopped. This is, now let's think about this. How would you like to be a Secret Service guy who was just told 5 minutes ago that you're not going to be receiving a check during the Christmas holidays? So hope you have saved some money. Sorry. What about the lower echelon of people in the government? Maybe the person that cleans the floors. Sorry. Yeah, I know you gotta feed your family, but we're mad at each other. Because everybody's an asshole here. So heck, I'm shutting the government down until you give me my wall. That is a major waste of money. Fucking people are starving. How are we gonna run the country? What about space and shit like that? You wanna waste your money on building a... We're not China. We cannot build the Chinese wall. Okay? Sorry. Get over that shit and do your job. Stop worrying about this damn wall. That's what this country was built on. Immigrants. I can't understand it. I mean, how does a woman live with some shit like that? If I was his wife, I would beat him every day and twice on Sunday for treating immigrants the way he does. But I guess maybe she doesn't consider herself that type of immigrant. Like, there's a type now. Because, you know, she's a European immigrant. They're from south of the border. So there's a difference. So there's more color in their skin. They're bringing diseases, he says. No, they were being treated before they even got into the country. And you can thank the Mexican people for that. Jesus Christ, what a dick. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I have posted on my Facebook page, on my LinkedIn page. All you got to do is hashtag the Guru Lupus Warrior and you will find me. Facebook, LinkedIn, WordPress. I am everywhere. I even have an RSS feed. So please do join me everywhere. Like, subscribe, do everything that you can. Get the word around, people. The Guru is back. Peace. So, ladies and gentlemen, back to the next question, okay? I know this is a pretty long episode, but hang in there with me because, ladies and gentlemen, this is very important to me. The fact that I keep losing friends behind this epidemic and they're not doing the drugs and they're not overdosing is a real big problem. And you see, what bothers me is how in the fuck did Fox News actually do a report about this? And, you know, why wasn't it stopped? Because I'm pretty sure the president doesn't want news like this out there. So I guarantee that somebody will pass my thing on and somebody will see it and they'll shut it down. I don't know how long this episode is going to stay online, but I guarantee you, somebody is not gonna like what I'm saying. And it's true. It's not. It's a disgusting thing that we have to overcome as Americans. Addiction is horrible. Let's talk about nicotine addiction. Let's talk about all those people back in the 50s and 40s who were led to believe that cigarettes was a healthy thing. You know? And what about mesothelioma? What about that? All the lead poisoning in the walls in the city. We have to sign papers that actually say that, you know, there may have been some lead left over in the paint in this building. Please be aware of that so that they cannot get sued if our child or our children or us, for God's sakes, may end up with lead poisoning. Can you believe the country we live in? We are a litigious society, ladies and gentlemen. Very litigious. Everybody wants a piece of the action. And it's a shame. And that's why it costs so much to be a doctor. You know, and this is one of the reasons why doctors are feeling very scared about losing this license. They pay ridiculous amounts of insurance, okay, to keep them from our litigious people, you know, that protects them from litigious people when they make a uh-oh or a whoopsie daisy, okay? And now they have the DEA watching their paperwork and every single thing that they do when they write a prescription. My doctor has so many patients, it has seemed like she and two other people are the only one covering this huge city I live in. And believe me, it's pretty big for three doctors. We have five hospitals in this area. Hudson County, they cover the entire Hudson County. And if you look on the map, it's a pretty big place. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, these doctors are stressed. They are scared. You know, they're losing their coworkers. In New York, 10 doctors were arrested in Manhattan last month. 10. And some of these doctors are innocent. And it's just like, what are you doing? Now you're just going willy-nilly. We've got people making decisions about this kind of issue who are not doctors. So what we need, ladies and gentlemen, is more doctors making decisions as to how to protect our country from overdoses and illegal procedures, you know, illegal ways of getting this medication, this fentanyl stuff, because these drug dealers are taking fentanyl right out of patients' pockets and sticking it in heroin, and people are dying. Narcan will not stop the overdose of fentanyl. When a person says they've overdosed on fentanyl, doctor says, well, make peace with your God. There's nothing I can do. Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were any kind of smart person, Prince, for God's sakes, what? Why would you even touch that drug if you knew that your life could end any minute? Huh? Without a professional, why would you even? I'm lucky. I'm allergic to the shit. And I'm glad. Because I know one of these crazy doctors would have probably tried to give it to me. You know, I'm in a lot of pain, ladies and gentlemen. It takes a lot to get up and get out of this bed. Luckily for me, I have help. A lot of help. I don't lack for help. But here's the thing. When I do feel incredibly bad, to the point where I can't even wiggle my right toe, then we've got issues. You know, when I start vomiting and running fevers of like 102, or I fall down and break a bone, we have issues because they don't like to help me when things go sour like that. So it's more lucrative for my insurance company and myself if I just stay home and wait for the broken bone to heal. Can you believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, this should not be happening. This is very dangerous, and I'm trying to explain it to people exhaustively. I've explained it to doctors, and doctors have come back and said to me, yes, I know. And believe me, I know what you're going through. You've been our patient for a while. We're sorry. This is new policy. We cannot do anything, especially for you. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay. Bye. Sometimes it gets me so upset and I start to feel like my friend who killed herself today. She left behind a child. I'm so angry with her. because she left behind her child. That's not cool. But that's how much she was hurting. When you don't want your child to see you like that, would you want your child to see you crying on the floor every single day? Just trying to move. You want your child to see what you look like when you haven't bathed in like 8 days? Because you have no will and no strength to even try to get up? No. See, these non-doctors are sitting in Washington making decisions that they should not be making. Okay? It's messing up the system. And for the life of me, I don't understand how Fox News even put this out without, you know, making the Orange Man's radar go off and say, take this down immediately. This means we're sticking up for people. This isn't right. Take this down. But if you look closely, there's one thing on there that probably allowed them to do that. It's very, very racist. It's your girl, the guru, Lupus Warrior. Don't forget, if you're listening on the RSS feed, welcome everybody. Thank you for listening. If you are listening on Google, on iTunes, on Spotify, don't forget to subscribe. If you want to talk to me, right, to leave a message, you can actually make a recording on your phone. Okay, and send it to me in an email, and I'll upload it right on there, and we can go ahead and have a little conversation, you and me. Okay, so let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get together, huh? Let's talk. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about this whole entire thing? Because this is serious business. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know how long I'm going to be allowed to have this on. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on my commercial, okay? Which means, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to even, if you don't want to send me an email, you can go to Google Play and download the Anchor.fm app and start your own podcast and send me a message and let me know how it goes. It's free, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, like I said before, you can make money off of it. So anything that's free and that helps you to make money is all right in my book. Don't you think so? All right then. I've got 757 episodes that says I think so too. It's your girl, the guru, Lupus Warrior, signing out once again, wishing you love and hope and a big fat peace. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.